back to Gubin. Hello, friend, and welcome once again to the Bread of Life broadcast. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:33-35. Yes, beloved, as we eat physical bread, as a staple, that is, as a foundational food that we eat, so Jesus Christ said, I am the spiritual bread of life. I'm the only one who can satisfy the hunger and the thirst of your inner being, your spirit. You see, God created man as a triune being, with a spirit, a soul, and a body. You and I are well aware of the physical body, but many times we're not aware of the spiritual part of us. And yet there's that God-shaped vacuum, that emptiness in the life of every person that causes them to realize there's some power in the universe greater than themselves, so that men devise all kinds of religions and have all kinds of gods that they pray to and that they worship. But, beloved, that is a device of the enemy of Almighty God called Satan, who hates you and who hates me, and who desires to destroy you and to keep you from the knowledge of the truth. And, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ so loved you that he left heaven in all of its glories, came to earth, clothed himself in human flesh, walked upon this earth as a man, went to an old rugged cross some 2,000 years ago, and there he died in your place and in my place for the sins of the world, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Yes, beloved, his coming affected all of history, so that our calendar actually revolves around the fact that Christ came to the earth and died for our sins. And this year is now 2009. Looking back some 2009 years ago, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth and died on an old rugged cross for the sins of the human race. Beloved, God loves you. He loves you with such a great love that he was willing to take upon himself human flesh and to go to an old rugged cross and to die in your place for your sin. For you see, Almighty God is triune also. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And God, in his divine wisdom, loved and cared for mankind. He created the first man and woman in his likeness and in his image, giving them a spirit, a soul, and a body, breathing life into them. And he placed them in a beautiful paradise called Eden, the Garden of Eden. And there he gave them one test. The test was not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which was in the middle of the garden, because he said, in the day you eat of it, death will enter in. And you recall the account in Genesis chapter 3, the first book of God's Word, that describes how Eve was deceived by Satan and took of that fruit and gave to her husband Adam, and they both disobeyed God. And thus Romans 5:12 tells us, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world. The Bible also tells us in Timothy that Eve was deceived. She did not realize she was doing wrong, but Adam knew he was doing wrong, and he deliberately disobeyed God, and that's why the Word of God tells us that it was by one man that sin entered into the world, and death came as a result of sin. And so death has passed upon all men, because all have sinned. And, beloved, that's why you and I are well familiar with death. And we've seen death over and over again take away those which we loved. Because death has come as a result of sin. But, beloved, there's good news. And that good news is that Almighty God made a way whereby you and I could be delivered from the bondage of sin, whereby you and I could be cleansed from our sin and made pure and clean and holy within. You see, when Adam and Eve disobeyed God, sin entered in, and they were driven out of the Garden of Eden, lest they eat of the tree of life which was in the midst of that garden and live forever. And so, beloved, sin entered in, and sin separates. Just as death of loved ones separates them from us, so sin caused man to be separated from God. And so Adam and Eve were driven out of the Garden of Eden, where God's presence was and where they walked with God. They were separated from God because of their sin. And they went out into the world and had children. And those children were our ancestors. And thus we see they were born with a sinful nature. And you and I were born with a sinful nature. No one had to teach us how to do wrong. We knew how to do wrong from birth because we had that sinful nature. No one had to teach us how to lie. No one had to teach us how to covet what belongs to somebody else. No one had to teach us how to have lust and impure desires and wicked wants and carnal cravings. No one had to teach us how to take what belonged to somebody else. No one had to teach us how to deceive and lie to other people. Those were all natural tendencies that came as a result of sin and our sinful nature. That's why Jesus Christ came, clothed in human flesh, to die for the sins of the world as God's Lamb, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. We've been discussing the Old Testament being revealed by New Testament truth. You see, there's 39 books in the Old Testament, and there's 27 books in the New Testament. And the New Testament reveals and explains all of the many different things that Israel had to do in the Old Testament that they did not understand. And why was it God wanted them to do those things? The New Testament begins to unlock those truths and make those truths clear and plain and illuminate our understanding so we can understand God's plan and God's will for mankind. And that is that none should perish, but that all should put their faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accept Him as Savior and be delivered from the bondage of sin and brought into fellowship with God and restored to Almighty God. Sin separates us from God, but Christ Jesus died for our sin. He paid that penalty that if we would put our faith and trust in Him, He would cleanse us from our sin and give to us the gift of eternal life. And so these Old Testament events were pointing to the coming of God's Lamb to die for man's sin, that if we would put our faith and trust in Him, He would cleanse us from our sin and give to us the gift of salvation and eternal life. And even right now, where you are, my friend, if you sense God's Spirit working within your spirit, if you sense an uneasiness within your soul, that's the Spirit of God convicting you of sin and drawing you to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, to understand that He died for you, that He was buried, and 3 days later He arose, conqueror of death, hell, and the grave. He lives today, seated at the right hand of God the Father in heaven, and one day He's coming back to catch us out of this sinful world to meet Him in the air. Those who have put their faith and trust in Christ, who have died, where did their spirit and soul go? Their body died, but they did not die because they had the gift of eternal life. And for the child of God to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so their soul and spirit went into God's presence in heaven, and they're with Him. But when the Lord Jesus comes back, and the event we refer to as the rapture, which means the catching out of all born-again believers from the earth to meet the Lord Jesus in the air, when that event occurs, the saints of God will come back, their bodies will be resurrected, they'll be given glorified bodies, and we which are alive here upon the earth that know Jesus Christ as our Savior, we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, faster than you can blink your eye, 1/200th of a second. We will be changed and given glorified bodies that have no sin, and we will be caught up with the Lord to meet Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And God has great and glorious plans for every child of God. But, beloved, He loves you, and you must come to that place in your life where you realize that you're a sinner, where you understand that Christ died for your sin, and that you can only be delivered from your sin by putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting Him as your Savior. No idol can deliver you from sin. No amount of trying to get to heaven through good works and through good deeds, no amount of religious activity can save you. There's only one way that you can be saved. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way. No man comes to the Father in heaven but by me. Jesus Christ is the only way of salvation. Won't you right now cry out, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I believe, Lord Jesus, You died for my sin, that You were buried, that You arose from the grave. And today, Lord Jesus, I invite You to come into my spirit and cleanse me from my sin. He will hear your prayer, beloved. He'll send His Spirit into your spirit to do the work of salvation. He'll make a new person out of you. Until next time, goodbye.